you know, just to add to that statement. And I've noticed in the last 6 months to the last year, they have started backups and jazz sessions on Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
There is a place in Dallas now at the Recovery Room where you can always hear some of the better jazz musicians from the 50s and 60s. At the Recovery Room.
Funny name.
Yeah.
That's good. You're recovering your work week.
But I think what it is that the times are changing now. People are becoming more supple in their roles in society. There will always be a social role for the so-called activists, but then not on the same level. We have to start looking for some new issues, pick up the new issues from the things that Congress is finding itself doing now. We were too busy with other things prior to having, you know, it's just a matter of keeping busy.
Yeah.
So it's a change. I've noticed that during the bicentennial, of course, bicentennial year coming up, people having more somber mood about their past and things that have happened to them. Just this year, the 19th of June was revived back on a big scale. It's sort of like the issues are dead, but people still feel like there's something that needs to be done.
Yeah. Would you describe for me all the stuff that the Blacks did for Juneteenth?
Well, you know, like Juneteenth is a big day. It was just like Christmas.
Yeah. What all happened this year?
Well, for one, Dallas had its first and what was billed as the largest black rodeo west of the Mississippi. It sure had hell been west of Mississippi anyhow. It could have been east, west, north, or south of Mississippi, but not in Mississippi 3 years ago. I think it's sort of a standard joke to talk about Mississippi. People really don't even have a vaguest idea what goes on in Mississippi.
Yeah.
There was a parade here. There were sessions in parks where people gave dialogue on social events, the past and the future and things of that nature, particularly what we're dealing with presently. It's a matter of getting people's mind more unified by bringing back some of those things that created the situation of freedom in this area.
And Juneteenth was the day that...
Juneteenth was actually 6 months after the day that the slaves found out that the Emancipation Proclamation had been signed and they had their freedom. And it took that long for it to come down to Texas. Then as the word had gotten to Texas, it was on the 19th of June that slaves in South, you would call it South Central Texas, down either North Texas, Mahar, Texas, which is synonymous to Negro history as the Chisholm Trail is to the West. This is where many slaves crossed the river down in that area, which was Comanche Crossing, they call it. And I just imagine that Comanche Crossing had something to do with the Indians that were in that area.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see.
At Comanche Crossing, there are people that come from all over the states who migrated away from Texas to come back home for that particular day. I was amazed to find that out myself, and I just found it out in the last couple of years. I have several friends of mine who have relatives who specifically won't take a vacation any other time than the time to come down for the week-long celebration of the 19th at Mahar, Texas at Comanche Crossing.